This is episode number 2495 of the Who Cares News. It's Tuesday, August 1st, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Liz Lemon could end up being the showrunner of 30 Rock in real life.
What?
There are rumblings that SNL showrunner Lorne Michaels is considering retirement. He's 78 now.
You know, I mean, that's sad. But not sad that he's 78, but it's sad to think he's that old and he's still working every day. My God.
And when did SNL go on the air?
1975.
There you go.
Man. Wow.
But, you know, for him, why not do it? I mean, I'm sure he doesn't work every day.
No, he doesn't. He's not working right now because, you know, strike.
Well, that's true. In an interview last year, he stated that he'd like to see the show through its 50th anniversary in 2025.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I was going to do the math, but you did it for me. Good.
But he also said he didn't know.
Yeah.
He wouldn't want the show to ever be bad.
I don't know. He left the show for about 10 years in the middle of the, I think it was the 90s. He didn't care then.
Well, I guess he had a change of heart.
Yeah.
Because he said, you know, it's his life's work. Now, Tina Fey, she's being talked about to replace Warren
perfect.
Or should he need to step down?
Totally perfect.
You know, because, you know, life is pretty rare after 78.
It is.
I mean, not rare.
Well, I don't know because I'm not 78, but I imagine it is. Well, you know what? He's got to make it. I'm going to be my stupid self here. And I'm going to make people mad with cards and letters. But you know what? If he makes it to the 50th anniversary, he'll be 82. He'll be old enough to be president of the United States. He's still got another career in him. I'm kidding.
You know what? And maybe that's what he's going for.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe that's why he's holding on. Yeah. Timing, you know. Timing is everything.
24 is an election year. He's still going to have to wait. You know what? I think Tina Fey is a great, great choice.
Well, yeah.
I don't know if that's for reals, but...
Well, there's no word from Tina if she's even interested.
Oh, she would be. What is she doing?
But, hey, you know, the common thread is many people feel she's the right person for the job, of course.
Right. Right. Well, you know, I mean,
she had how many years there?
She had, I think she had almost 10 years there. And then, of course, she comes back a lot. She hasn't guest hosted that much, but she's come back to play skits now and again. Yeah. Kind of like Tom Hanks does.
Well, she left there. Then once she went there, she went off to produce and star in 30 Rock.
30 Rock. Yep. Which is a satirical look at
a satirical
SNL.
Farce loosely and comically based on SNL-type show.
Well, loosely.
So, you know, Tina and her frequent collaborator, Amy Poehler, which I still don't get. They're ready to rejoin their comedy tour together later this fall.
And, you know...
to me, the only reason Amy is funny is if she's with Tina.
I just totally agree with that. Tina's the funnier of the two. But I will say this. What people don't remember, or they might remember now, Tina was actually a writer on SNL before she was a player. That's the way that happens, by the way. Most of those guys are writers. Anyway, well, we wish them well.
Wasn't Conan O'Brien?
Conan O'Brien was in the writer's room at SNL, and then he went to write episodes for The Simpsons before he became a star.
Oh,
watch some of those old episodes of The Simpsons written by Conan O'Brien. That's
totally
not a joke.
Totally forgot that. Mm-hmm. She asked for it.
Oh.
A battery complaint was filed against Cardi B yesterday after an altercation during her live show this past weekend in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
Now, according to multiple sources, Cardi B, who was performing in the 100-degree-plus desert heat outdoors.
Yeah, which was ridiculous.
And her DJ. Now, because we all saw the film.
Yeah.
She's singing, some person flings a drink on her.
Yeah.
Not the cup, just the liquid.
Just the liquid.
And she, in the microsecond, chunks her microphone at the person, right?
Right.
I mean, it was like knee-jerk reaction.
I would have done it, too.
Fling, thunk.
Funk.
That fast. According to reports, she and her DJ were inviting audience members to throw water on her
oh.
to help cool her off in the heat.
Okay, so I'm going to mention this. If you don't know, Cardi B, obviously, multi-talented pop singer, former life a stripper. So, I mean, it's probably not unlike her to say, throw some water on me. I'm just going to put that out there. It's just an old knee-jerk reaction that she has. Just pour water on me, put some dollars down my G-string, and don't come near me. I'm going to hit you with my microphone.
Right. Well, you know, if you're up there singing and you're doing your thing, and it's that hot because she was in the sun, having people throw water on her probably sounded pretty darn inviting.
Oh, I think so, too. And I would have been like, ooh la la, let's throw water on her. Nothing like a wet singer.
One apparently drunk
Former
female
stripper.
Audience member threw her drink on Cardi, and Cardi didn't like it so
oh,
much
so it
that
a
she
female.
Did throw
it. I thought,
yeah,
it, was
I
a
thought
guy.
It was a guy.
I thought it was a dude.
Anyway, the microphone hit her and it ricocheted, hitting another woman next to her.
Oh, my God. The ricochet effect. You never think about that with the mic drop.
No arrests have been made so far.
You know what? Different subject when you're talking about mic drop. And I think about a couple of things with mic drop, but mostly I think about the lip sync series that was on Paramount or whatever. I happened to catch the one where Emily Blunt and somebody else were judges, and Anne Hathaway did Wrecking Ball.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious because, you know, Anne Hathaway and Emily Blunt were in Devil Wears Prada, so they're very close. But that is worth watching, the Wrecking Ball one.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Anne Hathaway, hilarious.
Now,
hilarious.
You would think if there was reports of her telling people to throw water on her.
Right.
I haven't seen any of those videos. Have
you seen
any of those videos?
I haven't seen any of those videos. I would
Nobody else said that except for this one person.
If you were to say that, wouldn't you have people that would throw water on you? I mean, I really would think.
Well, you would think that there'd be more than
the
perpetrator.
You do not want to invite people to throw stuff at you right now because that's all they do. It's like, oh, that's okay. I go to the Cardi B show. I can throw anything at you.
Right.
Yeah. Beware Taylor Swift. Beware our Tay-Tay.
No one better be throwing stuff at Taylor Swift.
Our apologies to Taylor Swift and to Halle Berry. More Who Cares Tomorrow. Have yourself a great day. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.